Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Today's daf mem alu. New perek. As Usher used to say, when there's a new hascholo, just forget everything that happened in the past, meaning all the bad things, of course. New day, it's like you're a new creation. The world has been created anew. People used to start. Okay,
used to say
so
that.
The Bush Ariyeli.
Used to say that,
Okay. Kol Hatzlomim. Kol Hatzlomim Asurin. Let's look at the Rambam first as a Hakdama. Rambam, Perek Zayin, Halacha Beis. Rambam in Hilchos Avodas Nechavim. Perek Zayin, Halacha Beis. Avoidas Pechovim Umesham Sheho. The idol and its servers, or serve, accoutrements that are there to serve it. Meaning not the people that serve the Avodas Zarah, but the things,
they used to worship it.
No. They don't worship the Misham Sheho, but they were there as a way of sort of helping the Avodas Zarah, what it represented at least. What?
Rosaries.
Okay. Dakuva Shalah, and then whatever was sacrificed to it, brought before it. The Chol Hanasim B'Shvilah, and everything that's made for the Avodah Zarah. Okay. Osr Bahanah. Shenemar V'Leh Sovi Soyeva El Be'Secha. It says, V'Leh Sovi Soyeva El Be'Secha. So it's Osr Bahanah because it says, and anyone who benefits from any of these things, like Ishtayim, he gets two malchus, achas mishum v'loy sovi, v'achas mishum v'loy yidbak v'yodcham u'ma menachter. So this Rambam is the Akdama, the source for the Yisr Hanah of an Oivik Rechavim, of the actual idol. We saw Lagabi, the Takruvis, maybe the Maharamban, Ramban, and my different source of Zivchei Mason. This Rambam is very straightforward in the beginning. I have a little bit of a problem because Rambam begins off saying the source for the Yisr Hanah is Beloy Sovi Soyeva El Be'Secha. And then he comes along and says you get two Malkus because of also the Yidlach Yelcha Min Ha'uma. Muma Min Ha'Chayim. Well, what is this? So the Yisr is also because of the Yidlach Yelcha Min Ha'uma Min Ha'Chayim. It's a very sure Rambam. And the Rambam starts off saying the source of the Yisr from one pasuk, and then he says he get malchus for two things, which means there's another source for the Yisr. So why did he mention both psukim as a source for the Yisr? He only mentions both psukim as a source for the malchus, but not for the Yisr. I'm not shot in this Rambam. I don't know what he... Let's see anyone who asks. I'm missing something.
He hasn't said that the Le'yud Pagyotcha is written by Yer Nidachas. And the Rambam does list them as two different Loisa says. Then the Echorim discuss what is the difference between them. There are differences. Well, one is to have Hanah from, one is to have benefit financially, but they're two different Loisa says.
100%, they could be further not communists, but Lamaisa, practically speaking, is a reason to aser avodizar takuvis uchol nasi b'shvila. Yes, it has to be. That you get malchus for it. That's when the Rambam only uses the loystavi for secha as a source for the yisur. You can't read it. The words don't even. It doesn't even read. I don't know.
No, because layit b'kviyotcha also includes avodir nidachas. So it's more inclusive than avodizar.
But what? Fine.
You're right. The language is a little tight.
Tell me if you have a shot in this, because I don't know.
Okay.
So let's go with the Rambam source for the Yisr Hanah of Tzelem. Als the halacha of Leisavi, the pasuk Leisavi Seyel Vel Beisachon. So kol hatzlomim asurin. All, let's translate as images, but not just images. Also, statues, images, statues, plumbing are statues, forms of people. We'll see. Kolat Shlomim are also. Why? Absolutely. Yeah, right. So that's some things to look like a human being at this point. We'll see Rashi. Yeah, Rashi. Neishen, Avodim Pamachas Vishonim. Rameir holds, did Rameir. He holds because that Shlomim are also because they are served once a year. So we'll see in a moment what the opinion of Rameir is based off of. But of course, if an Avodah Zarah is served even once, it becomes an Avodah Zarah. That's what makes it into an Avodah Zarah. Someone serves it, or it is served once a year. And therefore, he holds Kol HaShlomim. Because they're served at least once a year, they have a din of an Avodah Zarah, and they're Asur B'Hanol, like we just said.
It means worship.
Worshipped. Yeah. Yes, worshipped.
I mean,
worshipped as God. Yeah, I mean worship, yeah. It's not like you necessarily give it to eat. You know, you have to...
Unless
it's an act of worship, yeah. 100%. People, the Nisha, kissing it, and it has to be an act which indicates or is done.
They put up the necklaces,
not this. Yeah, sometimes, right, we'll see. Yeah, like an adornment, would it be a problem? A chachamim leimrim, einai asur ela kol sheyesh bo mako, b'yadei mako, a tzipor, a kadur. Chachamim say that it's only usher where there's a real true indication. They don't assume that it's served once a year. We'll see about what they argue with exactly in Rav Meir. But they hold the only time that we assume that it was for sure served is if the Avodah Zarah has a makol, a stick, or it's holding a bird, or it's holding a ball.
I think the only time we assume that the statue is an Avodah Zarah.
I don't know if we're arguing. It has to be served. This indicates that it's served or represents a god from having this type of.
As opposed to,
it's just the right.
Where you have statues.
Yes, exactly. Let's say you have a statue of Alexander the Great. Statue of Alexander the Great. Rav Meir possibly will hold that to usher. But according to the Chachamim, not until you have a kadur or a makol or a tzipor. I don't know if Alexander the Great has a makol in his hand. But now, just important to bring out over here, kadur. Why a kadur? The Gemara is going to explain. It's holding a ball. Taisus says, let's see quickly, Taisus memalib, kadur, right in the middle of the Taisus. Everyone sees it memalib. Taisus says, sha'olam ogul, the world is round. The Isa of Yerushalmi, like it says in Yerushalmi, Shalachandris Moichton, Alexander the Great of Macedonia, Allah Lamala, Ad Shura, Kol Olam Kakadur, Vesayom Kakara, he saw the world was like a ball with the, plated by the sea, the ocean, Purish Yamukainis, Shemachavis Kol Olam, Yamukainis, which we have translated as the Atlantic, the Rishonim really just assume that the truth is all the oceans are connected. So they called it the Yam of Kindness. When did Tysus live? 1100s to 1200s. Who is it attributed to that the world is round? Who was the one? Wait. I know what you're going to say, but the way the Messiah that we have is Galileo. He was the one who saw it with the telescope in the 1600s. In fact, what you were probably just saying, maybe, was that really Aristotle was the one, there was people before him, but Aristotle was really the one who says it and said it as a real fact, that the world is round. And who lived at the time of Aristotle? Alexander the Great. Both of them were in a similar time period, 350 BCE. He was Makabal from Aristotle. So it's very interesting historically. How we know the world is round. Some attribute it to Christopher Columbus. That's a complete myth. But the Taisus knew it from Yerushalmi. Taisus knew it from Yerushalmi. Definitely before Galileo came along.
The Jews can always feel that the world is a capital.
Taisus, whatever. It's Yerushalmi. What do you think? I don't know, but it's interesting. Taisus brings a raya from Yerushalmi that the world is round.
They kill us because of
science, the intertwining of the two things.
We were there before.
Taisus It's for Yerushalmi. What's the shayla? You need a telescope? Yerushalmi. The Beresh Yerushalmi.
Alexander had the whole world in his hand.
Who is the god with the world in his atlas? Atlas.
He's holding the world on his back.
On his back. It's not the, it's a big basketball. Okay, good to know. All right, fine. So that's just interesting fact over there. From Shimon Gamliel Eimer, Af Kol Sheish Be'odei Kol Dov. Shimon says if the Avodah Zarah is holding anything, what I was going to say, even a twig, even a piece of dirt, it symbolizes, it represents that the Avodah Zarah, the world compared to the Avodah Zarah is like a twig in his hand, or it's like a stone in his hand. It's nothing. The Avodah Zarah rules the world. That's what it represents. And therefore, Shimon Gamliel holds that anything is in the hand of the Avodah Zarah, is considered Avodah Zarah, and that's Rav Shimon Gamliel's opinion. We'll see more explanation for that. Look at Rashi. Kol atzlame masurin bahano, or asur bahano. Kador, kador's piluta. The Gemara mefarish tahani vaday nevodim. They're for sure, sir. Mishum chashivusa ashtelu alahana chetzi vaday. Because of their significance, the chashivus, the respect, they put in their hands these beitzim, and why do these beitzim represent respect? We'll see in the Gemara. There are certain things that don't represent respect, which we'll see in the Gemara, and that's a shiloh if it's considered making it into an Avodah Zarah. Okay, the Gemara now, next, really, Amud or so, is extremely, extremely complicated in Pshat. We're just going to really just go through it the best we can. The Ritvan, the Ramban really are the ones that explain it, basically, and Rashi's not so clear. But we'll try our best just to stick to the Pshat. That's what these long places are, just push Pshat and Gemara. Well, let's try to just stick to what we have on the page. Okay. Halkov. Yeah. Eden Avodim Pam Achas Rishonu, my time of the Rabbonon. What did Ramesh say? He said, Kol Atzlam Nasirim, because they are served. Listen, if that's a fact, we just said in the Rambam, anything that Avodah Zarah is also Rabbonon. What are the Rabbonon arguing with? So if it's served, it's Avodah Zarah. What is the reason for the Rabbonon if Kol Hatzlamim are Nebo? Am Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Am Rabbi Yochanan. No, because it was limited to the place where a mayor lived. That's what they would do. They would serve the Avodah Zarah once in Tzlamim, and they would serve it once a year. So it definitely wasn't the common practice. It was just specific to the place of a mayor. And therefore, Rav Meir was Chayish L'miyuta. Rav Meir was, like we all know in Shas, Rav Meir was Chayish L'miyuta, the mayor. He was the one who says that you always worry about the minority. He was a pro minority, Rav Meir, and therefore, even though it was just a one place, Rav Meir was Gozer Sharma Klemus out the way some market. He made it zero. Other places because of that place. So if you read the Gemara simply, right, it's not really the traditional Rav Meir. It's not like when you have the majority against the minority, you worry about them. No, he just seems to respect the minority over here. It's not that the other places, in other words, if you just read the Gemara, not that the other places, there is a chash in those places, but a minority chash, minority is a suspicion that those places are the Avodah Zarah. It seems those places don't. They don't do that. But because Rav Meir has a certain respect for the Miyut, his place was the only one that served the Avodah Zarah. They made it zero. Shar mekayim esat the way samakim. That's how you push pshat read the Gemara, which is a very just an application of the words of Rav Meir. Again, you learn like that. That's how I believe the Ritva learns, but it is not such a simple. Not so simple if you read the Gemara. But that's not really the opinion of Rav Meir technically.
Isn't it about Karen?
What? What's about
Karen? Rav Meir is mocked. He should have been chayshed for his own mocking. He's the one place. The rest of the belt is the right. So Rameh, that was Chayish, he should have been in his place. The rest of the belt is not the Mew. That's the rest of the world. But it's not Chayish, the Mew. That's what I'm asking. It's not. It's not Chayish, the Mew. Because in those places, they don't serve it.
So what is it?
He's the one.
He's the near. That's exactly what I'm saying. Thank you very much. But it's a pellet. If you just look at the Gemara, like how does this exactly work? So what would you say? It's an application because Meir, again, it's just a small place, his hometown that has this problem, and they made it zero because of that place. So it's because Reb Meir attributes significance to the Miut. Not really the
if they don't worship the Miut, just worship the one, then even according to Reb Meir, it's not a way to
What do you mean?
What would be the opposite of Reb Meir? That they worship it every day?
Or every 2 years?
What he's saying, even if they only worship it once a year, what is he saying? If they never worship it but once on inauguration day, then everybody else holds that it's not enough.
But that's just like, it's like a non-factor at this point, because the Rabbanan agree it's served once a year, and that makes it into an Avodah Zarah. The question is, other places where it's not served, does it have that problem? I don't know if that's part of doctrine. I don't know. That was the minhag. I don't know. Well, we'll see in the Gemara maybe a little bit. It was a birthday. Gemara's going to say in a couple of months. But at this point, it has nothing to do necessarily with what Reb Meir says. What he's saying is a fact that everyone agrees with. The question is if the application goes to other places.
Once a year.
Let's say it doesn't happen.
Wait. We're getting a little bit ahead of ourselves. I just wanted to read the words of the Gemara. Rabbanon, loichai shelemiyuto. Yeah, it's true. In that place of Reb Meir, we totally agree. It was served once a year. What's the significance of once a year? We'll see maybe in a couple of lines. But the question is, the rov of the world, is that a problem because of what the miut of the world does? And that's the Gemara's application of the din of Reb Meir. And not so simple in pshat, but that's what it means. The way Rashi seems to learn over here, he really says it. But we shouldn't explain as well, say it specifically, is that this is a qualification of Reb Meir. What did they do once a year? The reason why they're saying it's not so simple, the Tosfos argues, but we'll go with Rashi. Bandarti Shambalachim Shaninu, that which we say it's served once a year is we're talking about the statue of the king. The statue of the king, on his birthday, they would serve the king, the statue at least. And that's the problem, and that's it really explains the Achas Moshan. The question is, what did the other one, the Amaral? But that's what the specific Isser of Reb Meir is referring to, the Zohar. Amar Rabbi Chanan, Rabbi Yechanan, Bo'indel, Pesach Medina, Shaninu. Rabbi Yechanan says, a separate halach of the Gears of Rashi, this is the statue that were at the entrance of the city. Those were the ones that were served once a year. Okay, so Pashup Shat. And here's where the Ritzvah comes along and says, according to these opinions, you don't have to say that the Gzeira Shar Mekoyim Esot Oetzimokim. The Ritzvah says that because of the Miut, right, only the statues of the kings were known to be served, or the ones that are at the entrance to the city were known to be served. That creates a Shash that all the other statues were served as well. Roy's statue. That's the Ritzvah. So the Ritzvah says, at this point in the Gemara, it's all in Reb Meir, but it's a new Pshat in the Machlokes. This we understand very well. That's talk of the halacha of Kleishim and Mamir. You have most statues which you don't know are served. We have one type of statue that is for sure served. And the question is if that applies to the other statue. That's the Ritzvah, the way he learns up in Rashi, exactly how this works. Look at Rashi, Adarti. Rashi says, Kesham Melech Meis, Oysen Tzurasa, the Kesach Hashar, the Zikarin, the Hasim Kosher Ameir, the Agab Chivivusa, Palsila. They didn't really make it for Avodah Zarah, really. They made it because the king, Mount Rushmore of Babylon. They put Trump there. They put a statue of Trump. Okay, so then we had Ba'endin al Pesach Medina. Okay. Amar Rabbah Machlaik is B'Shashpar. Oh, no. We have to get through this Gemara. We have a very interesting subject to discuss in a second. Let's try to get through the Gemara. Amar Rabbah Machlaikis B'Shal Kfarim. Machlaikis over here is the villages. I mean, yourself, Krochen, but the large cities, as we all know, everyone holds over there. There's no problem of worrying about the tzlum and being served and being usher. My time will annoy Abdi, because the big cities, like Park Avenue, it's a beautification of the city. It's a beautiful statues make it look nice. I just got mixed up with the shooting of yesterday. But you go to Rockefeller Center. They have beautiful, lovely statues there. They go to Madison Square Garden. They have Patrick Ewing or something. So the Krochem is an issue. Everyone holds. Especially tomorrow, the Krochem, Mikel, Amandi, Amal, the Night, Avdilu. The villages, is there an opinion? You're saying Machlokes Ramei Rabbanon is by the Kfarim, whether there is a servitude of these statues or not. Ramei holds it is served, the Chum holds it's not, it's meant Lenoi, and that's why they hold that it's not Usur, it's not Usur. And there isn't such a Metzias. The Kfarim Ma'badai Lemiflekinu Abdiluhu. Everyone agrees that in the Kfarim, the villages are known to be very religious. So there, everyone agrees that they're served. And therefore, no one could agree. Machlekes cannot be in that case. Elo yitmar hofi yitmar. That which Rabba said. Well, this is how he said it. I'm a Rabba. Machlekes v'shel krochim. The opposite. Machlekes is only when it comes to the large cities. Avo b'shel kforim divrei hakol asurim. Because everyone agrees they are served. Machlekes is by the krochim. Again, how this stems with the understanding of Machlokes we just learned, I will not get into. Tosfos, you thought, it's a very difficult shot over here, how you fit the two Tashbonis.
I don't know if this will be funny, but it is a little funny, but about then, the Kfar's and so on and so forth.
It
sounds funny, but...
Oh, yeah,
I've heard.
Right, now it's
Navavandas, right? Because the guy who comes in the city, like, doesn't believe it. So, like, why
is
that
child,
you know?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if it's totally in each individual. It's based off of the place. It's a little different than Hilchos Megillah.
Yeah.
Basket. Yeah, I hear what you're saying. All right, let's move a little further. We'll get to the next Mishnah, and then we'll get back to very fascinating halacha. We'll talk about halacha l'maisa when it comes to a cross. This is where it comes up. Tell him.
Say him.
Okay. Now the Rabbanan said it's not asur until it has a stick, a bird, or a ball. Now we're going to go to each one.
That's not necessary.
Not necessary. Yes, correct. Very good. Makel, what's a makel? What does it represent? Shiroida es atzmoi tachas kol olam kulay kamakel. Because the word atzma here is Derech Hitzonis. Hitzonis. It sort of rules over itself. It's more. It's like Hitzonis. Like we said, Lord, at the end of the first paragraph, in Kol Tzonasa Asura, except the Hitzonis of the Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara always makes Hitzonis. So he rules over himself, but really it means it represents over the world, Tachaskol and Kulay, he is ruled under the world, but really it's the other way around. He himself rules over the world.
Symbolism.
Kamakul. Like a makul. What about a seaport? Shetayfus says, "Atzmai tachas kol mfulei ketzipor." Just like it holds this bird in its hand, that represents its ability to rule over the world like a bird in his hand. Kadur. Shetayfus says, "Atzmai tachas kol olam kulei kekadur." Similar thing. Tana. It says in a place after he seaport lay in sayif hatorah v'tabas. They also said that the Revoy the Zara that holds a sword or has a crown or it's wearing a ring, that also symbolizes its rulership over the world. So how's it though?
You're saying that this tells us that the Zara also in that kind of word way back before they thought it was right? They made their Zaras that way.
Well,
which symbolized
Right, it's before time. Well, it represents the globe. But you're right. Places is just saying, where did we know that the world was round, it was from Alexander the Great, which means any time after Alexander the Great,
prior to they also, he's coming up in the Zohar, the Mishnah.
Before Tosfos.
Way before Tosfos.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yes. Yes, that's what I'm saying. It depends, the time, the initiation of that belief was from the time of Alexander the Great. Now, Tosfos knew it from the Yerushalmi.
The Mishnah was
way before that.
The
world. I knew it before, yeah. I mean, yeah. Or maybe they weren't Makabalit until science came along. Yeah, but you're right, yeah. The Avodah Zarah, you're right. But again, the time of Yerushalayim, the time of time of Alexander the Great was at the time of Aristotle. What?
Back and forth. A lot of Greek science was lost.
Right.
The Christians took over the first occasion. They didn't believe in ignorance. Alex and the Jews maintained
with the telescope, right? When they had the telescope, that's
what I said.
Doesn't make sense. He'd fall off the earth.
That was the incredible.
He doesn't just say it like he knows it. It's mamish. It's like.
That was the victory of
it's Milo Bamilo. Not Shaklev Italian. It's Milo Bamilo. Here, the other mirrors. It's not just Shaklev Italian that you know. It's Milo Bamilo.
Yeah. Okay. This is all statutory idolatry.
Okay, very good. That's it. All right, you have to add that in. Okay, so now we're going through each one. Sayyid, the sword. Because Meikara Sover, the Harbaner originally held the sword doesn't represent the Avodah Zarah. Rather, Listen Baalma, it was shown that he was an armored person, he was like an accoster, and that gave him a certain chashivas, but it didn't represent his deifiedness, his deification. I'm looking for that. And they said, no, he's a conqueror of the world like a god. Atara, what about a crown? Meikara Sover deal clearly Baalma. He was just someone who was a weaver, a crown weaver, which was, a respectable profession, but it didn't necessarily mean that he was a god. Upsayf, in the end, Sover Kantor Lamela. And then they looked at it as the crown that adorns a king, which means he's, godly. Tabas, about a ring, Meikara Sover Ishtanima Ba'almo. They originally thought, the Shtaimer Rashi says, Shliach HaNoise Choisim HaMeshalkle. He was like, the signatory. You know, who carries the steel. The notary. He has the ability to, again, the euphemistic, whatever. He has the ability to rule over the world and be chaisim et lamisa, like Kamara Russia. Rav Shimon Leo said in the Mishnah, Tana afilu tsar, afilu kisei, even if it's a rock or a twig, like we said, because those things show that the world is insignificant to him, like a twig, like a pebble. And again, it represents his deification. Boy, Ravashi. Tafas biyadai tsoyim. Yeah, very good. All right, they put the Baal Pa'or type, Aderach Baal Pa'or, Atolda Baal Pa'or. They put the tsoyim in his hands, excrement. Mahu, what do we say? Mi amrina kuliyama zilavapei ki tsoyim. Does it represent the fact that the world in his eyes, this statue or Salem, his eyes is like garnished, like the tzoya. He's significant, and the world to him is like tzoya. Dilma, maybe the other way. Who me with the zilva api kulam gitzoya? Maybe no fakert. People look at this avodah zarah as tzoya, so they put tzoya in his hands. And that's what he represents. He represents Tzoya, and therefore he's definitely not a god.
That would be
Mutter. That wouldn't have the halacha of a tzeilim being asur b'anav. Teiku, we'll find that from Eliyahu HaNavi, what that represents.
I think that's one of the first things.
Yeah, I don't know if that's the top of the list. What?
Why would somebody put a statue like that?
Well, it could be they put it up originally for beautification, and then they put the tzoya on it, and the question is later on when they put on the tzoya, what did they intend to do with that? They intend to say this guy is a piece of something else, or he's or the rest of the world is peaceful. you fill in the blanks.
It was there. Okay. Hour makes a difference.
Yeah.
Well,
it was there from the beginning. It's going to make a difference.
I don't know. I don't think so. I think it starts out as a statue. I don't know. Okay. So let's just go quickly. I just want to go quickly into halacha. We'll just go quickly. What's the halacha of a cross? A tzeilum. Shesiv Aruv, as it's known. What's a Shesiv Aruv? A cross. A warp and a warp and a warp. Shesiv Aruv. So this is sorry, would you say?
What Simon? I'm going to look it up now.
Yeah, it's in the Simon Kufmem Aleph. Sif Aleph.
Ask Jonathan, when did the cross start becoming an Avodah Zarah?
That's what we're going to discuss.
Shimon Kufnam Aleph?
Kufnam Aleph. Aleph. Yeah, hold your horses.
The Rosh spoke about this once, and he asked somebody in the car.
Yeah. We're going to see. This is Mamish. I don't know if Rebbe mentioned, but we'll see. It's Mamish. Nevish Meifer. Kolat, he said Nevish Meifer. Kolat Tzolomim and Nimtzolim B'Kfar Masurim, like we just said. All Tzolomim in the villages. The Mesamah L'Shem Alilam Nasu. Bahanim Tzorim B'Krochim Mutorim. The Vade L'Noi Nasu, like we said. Elim Kein Oim D'Mal Pesach HaMedina. Again, basically just repeating the Gemara. V'Hoi B'Yad Tzoy B'Yad Hatsurim. He leaves out soil, like we just said. Now the Rambam comes along. Baruch David, you there?
I just had to get your shulchan
aruch. Kufnei Malik, you see the Rambam. Kufnei Malik, in your day. Shesi va'orev, shemishtacha bin loy, the shesi va'orev, look how he said it. Shemishtacha bin loy, the cross that they bow down to, dinoy kedin tselem, va'otzer b'loy bitul. It's a Avodah Zarah Mamish. You have to be Mevatel for it to be also. Avol, Shesiva Arev, Shetoylem, Bitzavor, Lizikarin. Let's say they put the Shesiva Arev, they put on the Tzavor Lizikarin. Necklace, Lizikarin. Then, Loi Mikvit Salem, Umutter. And if you look at the Shach says, I know be a duach lehishtach of elon. If the tzeilim, it has to be known that they don't worship it, or that this particular person, they have a necklace. Halava achi legora, he says, it's not any worse. If you don't know for sure, it's not worse. Matzah kelim shalem tuas avodah zarah da kelim asurim the main mukubadim. Let's say you have a kli that has an avodah zarah on it. You have to assume it's guilty until proven innocent. That's the shach. The shach says. But this mamish, he says, represents Avodah Zarah. He says, and then he says, the Shach qualified. He says, the Avodah Chachavim, like we've been saying really throughout the Masechta, modern day Oyvdei Chachavim, they don't do this. They're not Oduk. They're not, again, the Shtanu HaDayrus, right? Today's Goyim aren't like I'm old. They're not attached like the old days. He says that today, the Oyvdei Chachavim aren't really Oyvdei Avodah Zarah.
They don't make them like they used to.
They don't make them. They went off the derech. So these they only do it avada l'noi. The Shach says they avada do only l'noi, and it's mutter b'hano. He says you shouldn't hold on to something because it's a chashad. You know, I don't think a Jew should wear a cross.
What about the jewelry business?
Okay. So here we go. So the pasuk is the cross today, right? Moshe really says it. He brings a case, interesting, but Moshe brings a case.
But they make sometimes...
That's what he's talking about.
Yeah. There's a plain cross, and then there's a cross with...
I know.
What are we talking about here?
The Shesi Varu, the cross. Just the cross. Not with Yashvani.
Right.
Well, I don't know if it'll be different, but that's not what we're referring to. Maybe it will be. That's a good point. Let's say you have Yashka Bimilua.
Sometimes by their Beis HaKnesses,
Yeah.
It's there, actually. And in the hospitals, the Good Sam Hospital, they have every room, every room.
So Ramesha says, really today, Ramesha says he has an interesting case that came to him, where someone was a stamp collector. And the stamp, a lot of the stamps that he was collecting, the rare ones that were worth a lot or whatever, had Yashka on it. So Ramesha said, it's not a problem. It's not done the shame of a Dezora, it's done really with Linoi, or not, it doesn't represent any deification.
And I think you can live with
it. Yeah. So listen, you use your common sense. Again, but I don't know. The suffix that I have is, let's say you have, you know, you watch a baseball player or athlete. Give it a kiss.
Yeah, very good. Good luck. Tennis players.
Whatever, use your imagination. Right. So what is that? I don't know. What does that mean?
They do a chest, they grin on their thing.
So are those the type of goyim that you have to be cautious for? Are they true believers? I don't know. Are they true believers?
A lot of believers, there's not really a catch.
What?
Not a catch. And they're even in sheep.
That's another whole thing. It's sheep of the Zohar now. Yeah.
They make a gesture. They
force
their heart to die. What are they doing?
Right.
They want to be like
Yashua. So that's what happens.
Get the person, right. What will see you?
I'm having a bad day. You know, I kiss her, I hold her, and I get to do that. Do they believe that this
is
that's what I'm saying. Go count your cat. No, my
wife is saying something very important. That what, yeah, Ramnasa, you got to speak up. Don't be so shy, you know?
Yesterday, but I don't know if it's a fat guy.
How long is the story, though?
Yeah, 30 seconds, I'll keep it short.
Yeah.
But the guy was a gear. He grew up as a child of missionaries, Christian missionaries and Catholics. And they used to proselytize to the Catholics because they held the Catholics where the Avodah Zarah because they would walk around with the cross. And they would missionize against believing in the cross. You have to believe in the guy, not in the cross.
The opposite.
No, so that they would, these people would cross themselves. They held the symbol of the cross. But the cross
is not, it's not the, it's not, it's a, it wasn't the etymology. See, that's a good point. Even if they kiss it, what's the shot? They're not serving the cross.
A symbolization.
Yeah, the question is, where does the Ramah even start? I mean, where does the Ramah start? They look at... At worst, the Shesi Va'arid, you hear this from Baruch David, he's saying a great point. At worst, the Shesi Va'arid, even if they kiss it, represents, not that the cross, it's not Ba'par, it's not Markulis. It's just a connection or a representation of Yashko, what he was and all that, and but Yashko's the God. Whatever, the Shita. That's a very nice point. I mean, I think this, I don't know, that makes the Ramah.
What, some held that it is? No, he said
that's Machlaikis. That's Machlaikis, yeah. All right. Fascinating discussion. Let's move along, just to know. But again, use your eyes, use your common sense to know. I mean, most people, I would say, don't really.
Don't wear a cross.
They're not true
don't
believers.
Don't wear a cross then.
It's Nishna's like friend, you know?
So that
would be okay. A yid would be able to sell a cross. That was another story that came in front of the Shalom Sudas Shalom Nation. They bring a similar concept. Of course, yeah, you'd be allowed to. Pashas. Yeah. All right, let's move on to the next Mishnah. Hamoyta Shivrei Shlomim. Someone finds, again, the statues we've had before, the Shlomim, and he finds that they're broke. So now the question is, do they have a status of the Zohar or not? We'll see what the Hasbro in this. Harei ilu mutar, mimutar. Mata tabnis yade, tabnis regel, harei ilu asur. But if you find the form of a hand or the form of a foot, then they're asur. Why? Because maybe it came off of an Avodah Zarah or not. We're not sure exactly how it works, but we'll see in the Gemara what exactly the form is. But they themselves, They're not considered broken avodah zarah per se. It's the actual yad, the actual regal that they serve, and therefore that has in and of itself innately halacha of avodah zarah. Amar Shmuel. Shmuel says, "Afilu shivra avodah zarah." Shmuel says, again, that Salem is a suffix. Like we said, we're not sure, or at least Shar Tzlamin, right? We don't know for sure if they're served. So those, you would say, the Mishnah says, are shvarim, broken. Those have a heter. And Rashi explains, because it's a sex statement. We're not sure if the actual Salem is just tagged again. Let's say you find a piece of the ear of Alexander the Great, right? We're not sure if they served it. And even if they did, maybe they were mevapalit, Rashi says, by when it broke, they said, you know what? This Alexander the Great, this bottle, they were mevapalit. So it's a svek sveka. That's the pashup shot on the mission, why there's a heter. Shmuel says you don't need a svek sveka. Even if it's broken, for sure it was not avodah zarah, and it's just broken. The rule is that it's mutter. Rashi says, a lashon here, the kivon shenishbara shuvei noy denoiso. Since it's broken, they don't serve it anymore. Oh, so we're going to have to really untouch this Rashi. I have an understanding of what this Rashi means. The Rishonim again talk about exactly Ramban, tremendous Ramban. You still see the sugya of Yerushalayim Midas. We'll see I think what Rashi means here. But let's just assume that it's not an avodah zarah anymore, according to Shmuel, once it's broken. Greg Digamar, Va'anan Tznan, Shivet Slamim. Mishnah says Shivet Slamim. Only at Salem, which again, there's a Svek Seika. Salem, we're not sure if it's served. And even if it is served, maybe it was a Vatel, if he would notify the avodah zarah once it got broken. So there's a Svek Seika. So there's more of a reason to be matir. But that would imply that Shivet avodah zarah are Luther. Well, Shmuel answers, no. Really, even if it's a broken idol, a real idol that's broken, it's mutter. I've other tani shivay tzlamin. Why did it say shivay tzlamin? Mishum dekavoy lemisli sefer mutter tavnis yad tavnis regel harein lo asurim b'nei shekiyotze b'hem nevar. Because the chiddush of the mishnah is if you have the hand of itself, so the hand of itself is the chiddush. Meaning, if you have the hand of an avodah zarah, 100% that would be usher. That's for sure usher. But the Mishnah wanted to teach us a chiddush that the hand of itself is usher, and therefore the ratio said the case of shivrei tzlam to teach us, to lead us to segue to the chiddush of the sefer. Okay, tonight look at the Mishnah. Motz tavnis yad tavnis regel hareilu atzurim v'nei shegiyotze bo nevar. That's like we just said. If you have the form of a hand, the form of a foot, they are usher because they are sir. Amai v'hashvarim ninu l'maisa shivra avodah zarah. According to Shmuel, how are you going to answer it? Shivra avodah zarah are going to be mutter according to Shmuel. What are you going to say? Shivra tzlamim. So kavachamer should be mutter. Why over here? How do you understand the safe according to Shmuel? Parts of the kasha. The targum of Shmuel v'imdim al b'simtzlamim. It's talking about a very different type of case. The hand is not just broken sitting on the floor. It has its own makom, it has its own base. You have the hand. You have the hand with the pedestal. Right, the pedestal.
That shows that they worship it.
Right, look at Rashi. Rashi says, Al-Kanon, pedestal. Makom hamesukin lo. So that's different. Okay. Itmar, avodah shalchavim shenishtab b'meila. Avodah shalchavim which brings on its own. Rabbi Yochanan Omar Asura. Rabbi Yochanan says it's Asur. We know that, we'll see later on, that something that has the status, something that is an avodah zarah, it loses that status only through nullification. A goy, not a Jew. A goy has to be mevat, called bittul. Bittul chametz, bittul avodah zarah. The question is, let's say it broke on its own. So it's not served the way it is. Does it have a status of avodah zarah or not? That's the question. So, pashtus, the way Rashi learned, no bittul happening over here. There's no even if it breaks on its own without a guy seeing it, is it bottle, is it nullified or not? And the Raiva doesn't learn. The Raiva learns it was in front of him. And the question is, according to the Raiva, if he intends to be mevatel or not, or he still gives it its hashiva to an avodah zarah. But the pashas of Rashi is that it broke on its own. And this is where the Ramban and others ask, really, that if it broke on its own, unbeknownst to the God, where do we find such a concept where we can assume the das of a person? Right? Yishalemi das. Right? Roishashabakulam. Yishalemi das. The opinion of the Mandiara who says it's Asu, which is Rabbi Yechanan, is because of the Ramban, he holds Yishalemi das lehavi yish. That's his opinion. Yishalem, which is how he passed it. That is Rabbi Yechanan. What does Rabbi Shlakish hold? Ramban doesn't really say. It says some very cryptic words. But this is really what you would say the sugya is. Again, according to the Ramban, according to the Raiva, it's just a question. He's there. So we, not Yishalem, actually watching what happened. So there's no shaykhus in the sugya of Yishalem Midas. Pashas of Rashi is, Rashi doesn't say anything that he actually sees it. Sees it being broken. Maybe afterwards he sees it, but he doesn't see it being broken. The question is if the Shvira itself, makes a nice of a desire. So maybe tomorrow I'll go into the way I understand it. But that's really what the sugya is here. This is really what it boils down to. And also we have the problem of Dvarim Shebaleiv. What happens if it's Dvarim Shebaleiv? It could be Mevatel of a desire just because of an assumption. That's also part of the sugya.
And also, who was Mevatel it?
Good. What?
Who was Mevatel it? Any guy can Mevatel anyone else's Avodah Zarah. So you're saying, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that it's no guy was Mevatel it?
They didn't know about it.
But what do you mean they didn't know? So,
should be. But they weren't there. They weren't there. And the question is, what's the das? Right? That's the question.
There's no one specific person whose das is required.
No one knows about it. No one even knows about it. No one knows about it. But they're not Mevatel it. The Ramban says that's mamish the sugya. Yishalemi das pashtus, right? Therefore, it was
in Yishalemi das. We're talking about the Balaveda. Over here, we're talking about the entire world. So when you're saying that no, once it broke, no one thought about the Mevatelet.
Yishalemi
das. We're talking about the Balaveda. Over here, it's the whole world can be Mevatel. Any guy can be Mevatel, and if it is or if anyone else.
You need das. I hear the chiluk you're saying. Like Zut Shalyam.
Right.
Question is, what Shad Zut Shalyam? So, we'll get to this. But I'm just mentioning the Rosh Hashanah here, Basi Rak L'Hoyer, you know. Yes. Exactly. Just, you know, I think everyone understands the Tusha. So what's my.
And then also, you have to figure out how Rabbi Yechon works with Shmuel. Shmuel says that Shivri Avay Dezara is water.
Oh, what does Taisa say? Taisa says that Shmuel holds. Like Rish Lakish.
That's what you have to say.
I was trying to avoid that. Please.
No, that's the thing, because the other Rishayim disagree with that.
Yeah, and Rashi makes no mention.
They try to reconcile it.
Rashi makes no mention.
No mention of it, right? Like it's going straight. It doesn't.
Yeah.
It has to be dealt with.
Well, I wanted to avoid that. Okay. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Asura the Holei B'Teila. Rabbi Yochanan says that's because he wasn't Mevatelet. It broke. It broke, should be, could be, would be, but the guy was not in the bakwit. Why? Mistama betulit mabtulit, because Mistama, he's mabtulit. Neymar Omar, ihi nafsho leyatza. What does he say? He looks at this broken avodah zarah, the broken avodah zarah. Why is it? He couldn't say, help himself, couldn't save himself. So who God remasilo? Is he gonna, does this God, this is a God? He can't protect himself. He's going to protect this person. He's going to protect other people. And therefore, Mr. Stumble, he's revocative. We got to read the Gemara. Okay. Eisfei Rabbi Yechon Meshlokish, Reish Digoin, Ushtei Kapis, Yodab Kusais. It says this is by Dagon. This is an idol in the times of the Plishtim. It was served like a fish. And the Aron was, the Plishtim captured the Aron, and they brought this Aron, the Aron, to Shiloh. And in front of the god, Dagon, and it broke. The Dagon broke. Brought him. It says that they still they still respected. The Vaidazara broke down, the fish god broke down, and they still served it to the priests there, they still served the Avaidazara. What do you see? You see that Shidra Avaidazara are also because they still, or at least you see, they don't, they still respected
them.
Namavatulich. Amalai. So, Rishloka says, Misham Raya. Also, Misham Anichin Esadoga in the Oidin Esam Nifton. There was different because they, you say, you know what? Doga, yeah, he's gone. He lost his god, deity status. He was demoted. He was demoted. But they served the threshold or what was on it. The Amri, this is what they say. The Amri Hotel, they say this. Shavke Israel the Dogon. The head of Dogon, gave up on him. And he said, you know what? I don't like you anymore. Get out of here. He broke him. And now he's the one sitting on
the force of the transfers his, force, yeah, he transferred his attentions to the, Miftah.
Yeah, okay.
They didn't necessarily think that.
All right, we got to go. Yeah, again, that's what you're saying. Yeah, there's represented the spiritual force, which was
that could work.
Yeah, maybe had the neshama of the nefesh, the ruach of the god,
spirit.
It still was hanging out over there. So really, Shivrei is going to be mutter, but here they actually served it. Okay, one second. Let me just read the Chazon of the Gemara. You sort of got to it, but I'll get back to it in a second. It's actually a machlekes how to explain the difference. But let's just read the Gemara, the Chazon. You see, Shivrei Shlomim are mutter. Shivrei Avodah Zarah Nasurin. The Kasha on Rish Lakish. No. The Diyak is not that Shivrei Avodah Zarah are also. Really, those are mutter also. Mm-hmm. Why does it say Shlomim? Because the Mishnah is coming to teach us that Shlomim themselves are usher, stomach Rab Meir, which is the stomach like Rab Meir. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Yechanan, and Rab Meir, Nishmul Rabbanan. Rabbi Yechanan says, you're right, it's Rab Meir, but even from Rab Meir, Rab was Rab Meir hold. Rab Meir holds that Tselem is not with the Zorah. And he holds that Shivrei Shlomim are mutter. Tselem to Rab Meir is Avodah Zorah to the Rabbanan. Right? That's the analogy. It's different. There you can say, maybe they served it by the Tselem. Maybe they served it, maybe they didn't serve it. But and even if they did serve it, maybe they were bevatelit. They were mevatel. They said it's a sex faker. But over here, Bavidish Sechavim, Vadai Avduha. Over here, Bavidish Sechavim, they for sure served it. Mi Amar the Batla. Who says that they were mevatel? Ami Sophik Vadai, then Sophik Moiti Midei Vadai. This is Rabbi Yechanan's judgment. He says this is just one Sophik here. It for sure wasn't Avodah Zarah. It broke. We're not sure if he's mevatelit, and if he's not mevatelit, it's going to be still Avodah Zarah. It's just once. It's a sofek. Sofek ain't sofek. Moitzi midei vadai. So that was Rabbi Yechanan. So here, you were saying, this is where you see the difference between Shivrei Shlomim. Shivrei Shlomim has a svek sveka. Shivrei Avodah Zarah do not have a svek sveka.
What does it mean that
Salem is a sofek if they serve it?
It's a statue.
Oh,
as opposed to an idol.
An idol, yeah.
It's a statue of Christopher Columbus standing on the title. That's a stand hardly an idol. What does Marcus look like?
Oh.
Isn't that also a form of the use?
No, that is an Avodah Zarah. That is an idol. Hercules.
Statue of
Hercules.
Hercules is a demigod. S. Grant, that's
a demigod. Whoops.
That's not, it doesn't represent. They have pictures of Jupiter. They have a statue of Jupiter, and he's holding That's our Red Skin.
That's an avoided tzara.
And what's his
name? Alexander the Great. Was he worshipped as a god or not? The question. I feel sure in Paul's.
So then maybe it's celibate.
I feel sure.
That's in Paul's
Yeah. Kobe Bryant.
That's itself.
Yeah.
That is a huge difference between the.
Nowadays,
what? Oh, yeah, so I'm saying, let's say you go in front of the Madison Square Garden, you see Patrick Ewing over there.
Every
I think so. I don't know if I remember.
Okay,
so, I mean, maybe I have a little bit of time today. You know, let's just read the Gemara to the end. Maybe I'll just give you where I understood something over here. If people can tell me if you agree or not. But now the Chacham Rabbi Yochanan is explaining his reason, right? He's explaining why he holds Shivri Avodah Zarah on Mutter, or Asr, sorry, because he holds it's a Sadik Bittel, the Vadais, it was a Vadai of his Kohan, Vadai idol, sure was an idol, and it's a Sadik if he nullified it, ain't Sadik Moitzim Nevadai. Now the Gemara is going to go into a discussion about the halacha of ain't Sadik Moitzim Nevadai. In fact, the Gemara of Ein Safek Moitzim Nevadai, a Safek is not Moitzim Nevadai. I mean, if you don't deal with the Safek where you have a Vadai that is opposed to it, they're conflicting, right? Ein Safek Moitzim Nevadai, Vatani, within a Braisa, Chaver Shemes, a person who's scrupulous, a scrupulous individual who dies, Ve'iniach Megura Melea Peiris, and he leaves over a Megura, a storehouse or something, a storehouse.
Yeah.
Storehouse.
Granary.
They get a Megura and Malay of Paris. Okay. And we're not sure if they were typed or not. A few ain't b'nei yoimim. Even if they were just harvested that day, they were just, like we know, it's a vineyard and what's Meruach again? Smooth. The piles were smooth. That happened that day and then he passed away. Harehim achestes mesukhanet. We assume that they are fixed.
Of course, he's very
close. Right, because we assume, but we're not 100% sure, but we know that these things were tevel. Here, for sure, was tevel. And there's a suffix whether it's meiser or not. Because suffix is meiser midei vadai. Suffix is meiser midei. We see that it's considered ma'usur. We see a suffix is ma'usur nevada. Not only that, by the way, you see that it's b'cheskas m'sukhan. Like, before, what would you say, right? Suffix ma'usur nevada. What would you say? That we reckon with the suffix, we deal with the suffix, and therefore what? And therefore we assume the suffix? No. We deal with the suffix. Right? Here we see even more than that. Suffix Moitzim Nevadai, we assume the suffix. Yeah, and again, I don't know if that's by all cases. Pashas didn't say that by all cases. So in other words, the Gemara's Havamina, if it's only a suffix, why would you assume the suffix? It's a very interesting assumption here.
So we said no that pun intended. It does not remain a suffix.
Yeah. Out suffix Moitzim Nevadai, but that again is a bit chinuch. The Gemara answers, Hasim Vadai or Vadai. No, it's a Vadai. The Vadai Asmin. For sure he was Ma'asir. Because Rav Chanina Chayzah. Dam Rav Chanina Chayzah. Chazaka al Sabir She'ei Vayt Hidav She'ei Vishuk Vitachas Yadoy. Chazaka al Chavar, whatever he is, he's at the last moment. He's always making sure. There's one moment in his life where he had something that needed to have Meister taken off. He's the Chazaka that he for sure did it.
There's no suffix.
It's not a suffix. It's a vada. There's it right away. Vibay is saying, well, suffix or suffix. No. What was our assumption? That this was tevel. Now, the question is, if you took ma'isua, your assumption might not be true. Take the rug out from under the table. Maybe it's a suffix. It is a suffix. The suffix that it was tevel. Suffix or suffix. Extra davik to Rabbeishia, because maybe he did like Rabbeishia. The Amar, we all know. Someone is allowed to do a harama, subterfuge, take his tour, bring it into his house while it's in its chaff, so that his behemoth can still eat from it, And it's potter from Meiser.
I'm able to do that. Why? The thing you can do that, right? The whole point of the was that they were confirmation.
So listen to this. So I have the answer to that.
Thank you.
That what does it say? He does the haroma so that his behema could eat from it. Why his behema? Why his animal? Why not him? Because the chacham says
achilas arai.
Yeah, I really paraphrasing that. Because achilas keva is also according to the rabbanim, meaning it's 100% mutter. There's no isser at all. Even a chaver would do this. To feed your animal as long as it's not tevel midyaras. So if you have, let's say, you're bringing it in its shaft into the house, so it's not roya pnei abaya, so it's not tevel midyaraso, there is no isser at all. You want to eat it? That's achilas keva. That is for sure asr. A chaver would never do something like that. But maybe he did this haroma because he had to feed his animal. That's 100% mutter. That's 100% mutter.
So a very just from the
No, this scrupulous. They don't go the extra mile necessarily. Well, maybe he needed to feed his animal. He needed to feed his animal. There's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with feeding your animal. Maybe he didn't have a chance. So he's not doing anything illegal. Yeah, I mean, he died that day.
But we're assuming a hunger goes the extra mile. Why is this the extra mile?
Is he I don't know if we see he goes the extra mile to go do thing that he's potter from. He's just as scrupulous in what he has to do. So, and Rashi asks the kasha, though. Rashi asks, Viter, you're going to say it's potter min ha-maiser because of the maybe he took maiser off to eat it achilas b'achilas keva. What about that halacha? Right? Rashi says, you also mean the rabbi keva. Rashi says, where's Rashi over here? By the way, whatever I just said is Rashi.
The last
Rashi in the page. But Rashi asks, L'maisa, how you might see him today? Vadai tevel midrabbanan. Vadai tevel midrabbanan. How do you do that? And Rashi says, the Chacham have the Hemi Rashi says, the Hemi Rabbanan, the Cheska Schor, the Takanta Bidu. We sort of said it outside. Okay, so just to quickly maybe say as far as the halacha before, so the way the Ramban stells through, etc. Lemaisa, to me, the halacha of bittul, right? We know that there's a halacha of bittul that a guy, in order to take away the status of an avodah zarah, he has to proactively nullify it. We find this halacha of bittul when you have an avodah zarah and you want to nullify it. What did Rashi say in Amud Aleph? Rashi said on Amud Aleph, Mem Aleph, he says in Shmuel, Shiva Avodah Stachav, why is it mutter? Rashi says the kibun de nishbara shuv ein avodah zarah. Once it breaks, they don't serve it. In other words, right, does this have to do with the regular halacha of bittul, where you take an avodah zarah and you nullify it? Or be'etzen, when avodah zarah breaks, it's not avodah zarah, right? It's not an avodah zarah. You know, Rav Baruch David, you shall too, zutah shel yam. There's a clear in zutah shel yam. We know by Yerushalayim Midas. Everyone agrees that if it's taken over by a tsunami and it goes out to the middle of nowhere, everyone agrees over there. The Gemara says Yerushalayim Midas Habiyu. Hashatov Menu Menu would call them. Very good. Yitzchak. So the question over there is what's the lung? Is it the pshat that over there the das that, like you were saying, of everyone makes it up? One pshat is that it's Gzeiras HaKosuv, or is the pshat when you have something that's a zuta shayam? The Aveda in and of itself is a hefker. It becomes hefker because that's what it is. It by definition is hefker. Not that there's a maisa hefker that needs to be done, a maisa yirsh that has to be done. When something is innately hefker, everyone agrees it's mutter. The machlekes of Ayin Rava is when you have is what is considered a maisa of yirsh or a das of yirsh. The machlekes over there is what can affect the yirsh. Do you need him actually to think about it, or even shloimi das, where you have an assumption? That's the machlikas. The machlikas in das. But let's say something doesn't need to have your specific knowledge of it. In and of itself is hefker. Over there, it has nothing to do with the sugya of Yerushal Amidas. Shmuel held, if you have an Avodah Zarah, and Shnistabra Me'elel, that's not a bittul. It is in and of itself, Rashi says. What does Rashi say? The Kiva Dish, but Shuvenai did I saw. Once it breaks, they don't serve it. That's not a bittul. That's not a mite's a bittul, at least. In and of itself, it loses its status as an Avodah Zarah. That's the reason. Like Zut Shalyam. Yeah, like Zut Shalyam, where, again, according to that explanation over there. This has nothing to do with Varm Shibalev, nothing to do with Yishalem Yidas. This is a pshat, a new thing, where something where innately, it can't be an Avodah Zarah, you circumvent the halach of Bittul. Because it's Bittul in and of itself. Bittul in and of itself.
The only hold that's an Avodah Zarah is long as the rent. Broken.
Automatic. I'll give you another marshal. We know there's
halachah. Sounds like Shmuel. In other words, that's what you're saying. This is in the court of Shmuel. That's why Shmuel says Shaviyah by this Gechafim is Mutter.
Yeah. And if you look at it, and let's say, and listen, it is a Kiddush. Because if you look at Reish Lakish, Mistama Betule Matuloi. Is this a Bittul? But Shmuel, when Reish Lakish says he means Mistama, he's Mivatulit, or because of every single non Jew. Would say that this Avodah Zarah is not a God. It can't save itself. How's it going to save other people? Does that affect the Maisa Bittul? Or because that's what a guy thinks? Not that that's what makes the Bittul. That's what a guy thinks. It's a stira for this thing that broke to have the title of being of an Avodah Zarah. It's more than just the fact that the das makes it a bottle.
In other words, you need das for bittul, or is there an assumption that you don't need bis, that you don't need das? Do you need das for bittul if it's obvious that right. That's no longer functioning? I don't know if the Gemara says that. That would seem according to us, according to Reish Lakish and Shmuel. But you see, Rabbi Eichon and the Chacham don't agree.
So what Rabbi Eichon? Because Rabbi Eichon and hell, we don't have. Either that doesn't make it enough.
There is no presumption. There's no presumption.
No presumption. But if you hold to such a
presumption,
this presumption, right? Is it just saying that we don't care about it, or it's a stira mineveh that this thing could be an Avodah Zarah? Avodah Zarah can't save itself. How could it save other people? It's a bigger svara. It's a bigger svara here than das. You don't need that.
You don't need das. You're saying.
No,
you're saying you don't need das. In and of itself, per se, it's no longer serves as an Avodah Zarah.
You still convince it. Like you find
that things that you do need us.
A bit of chametz. We know the Gemara says pirurin leichashivi, right? Pirurin crumbs. Contrary to popular custom of cleaning crumbs, the Gemara says you don't have to, right? Crumbs of chametz are not kosher. Is that the pshat that everyone is mevatelit because they don't have chashivos to crumbs? Well, the pshat is, it doesn't have a Shem Chometz, it doesn't have a Chashivos, it doesn't have significance. You don't need the Das to be Mevatel. Similar to here, Shivrei Avodah Zarah are like Pirurin of Chometz. That's Reish Lakish. Because the guy thinks like this, the guy says, this is Avodah Zarah. How did it break? It can't protect itself.
Why does he say
that's the way to get. I agree. And I'm bringing up. The stomach is not what creates the Bittul. The stomach is an indication of how people think, but the actual way that it becomes oisavay the zara is because innately it's oisavay the zara. Oh, he says this. What does he say?
Doubts. I don't have his love.
Yeah, it was
good. Just the same thing. Any other description? Your shlokish will be I come shibalei. He said, "No, I come shibalei." And it's very broken or something. It's automatically lazy and laid away from it.
He's made some leg away from it, and you don't have, you don't need it. You know, it's very nice. Okay, I have to look. This is how, you read the Rashi, it doesn't say anything about Yish, let me das. And I hear what you say, Jonathan, with the Lashon HaGemara. I don't know if it's a Daichik or not.
No, but it's a good explanation, because I don't know if it's a Lashon.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.